Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Singer Billy Eckstein was one of the most popular and influential vocalists from the 1940s, with a rich, velvety tone and a suave, debonair style. His legacy reverberated throughout the next several decades. And this week on the show, I want to focus on two singers who followed in Mr. E's footsteps a few years later, Johnny Hartman and Arthur Prysock. Hartman was more jazz-oriented, whereas Prysock focused more on R&B. But both singers brought warmth and class to their music. This hour, we'll hear some of their interpretations of songs from the Great American Songbook. It's Eckstein's Proteges, Arthur Prysock and Johnny Hartman, coming up next on Afterglow.
Take all of me. Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never use them. Take my arms, I wanna lose them. And your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Home when you're through. your mind. Don't forget, I worry about you. Girl, I worry about you.
Arthur Prysock with Count Basie's orchestra from their Verve album Together in 1965, and the Norman Mapp song, I Worry About You. Before that, we heard Johnny Hartman and the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra with the Gene Marks and Seymour Simons jazz standard, All of Me, the title song to his 1957 album for Bethlehem Records. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. In the early 1940s, a certain style of jazz and pop singing emerged, especially among black male vocalists. Deep and warm, rich and romantic, this velvet tone was the style of several singers from this era, including Duke Ellington's singers Al Hibbler and Herb Jeffries, but chief among these baritones was Mr. E, Billy Eckstein. Eckstein's popularity as a vocalist and bandleader in the 1940s reverberated throughout popular music. His tone can be traced through other black baritones, including Joe Williams and Lou Rawls. This week I'll be focusing on two of Eckstein's spiritual successors in the 1950s and 60s, Arthur Prysock and Johnny Hartman. I'll start with Hartman.
Close your eyes.
Johnny Hartman grew up in Chicago and started his career singing with pianist Earl Hines in 1947, the same pianist that Eckstein sang with in the early 1940s. Although Hartman said he was inspired by singers like Frank Sinatra and Perry Como, he always understood his connection to Billy Eckstein. He once said, quote, "Billy has always been one of my favorites, but if I find myself slipping into too much of an Eckstein bag, I rehearse myself out of it," end quote. In the late 1940s, Hartman sang with jazz players like Dizzy Gillespie, and in the early 1950s, he made a few recordings for RCA Records. However, his first big breakthrough came in 1956, when he recorded the album Songs for the Heart for Bethlehem Records. Despite not selling well, the album became a hit among aficionados, showcasing Hartman's romantic and tender style of ballad singing. Let's hear two songs from that album now. First, here's Johnny Hartman with Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg's What Is There to Say on Afterglow.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has practically speaking come true. What is there to say? How will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty's just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at. Words to that effect. What is there to say?
What is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. I'd even face wedlock with you. There are those who can leave love or take it. Love to them is just what they make it. I wish that I were the same, but love is my favorite game. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and yet I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. My heart should be school, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily.
Johnny Hartman in 1956 with pianist Ralph Sharon and trumpeter Howard McGhee. We just heard I Fall in Love Too Easily, and before that, What Is There to Say? Both of those songs come from the 1956 album Songs for the Heart. While tender ballads were Johnny Hartman's bread and butter, he was also capable of a little bit of swing. For his next album for Bethlehem Records, 1957's All of Me, the debonair Mr. Hartman, he teamed up with the larger Ernie Wilkins Orchestra. Most of the songs on the album are ballads, but a few up-tempo numbers are included as well. Let's hear one of those swinging ones now. This is Johnny Hartman with the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra performing Birth of the Blues on Afterglow.
Oh, they say some people long, long ago, they were searching for a tomb, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't have a thing to lose. Now this is how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing the weirdest melody, and they played that as a part of the blues. Then from the jail came the wail. She was an old beat up frail, but they played that as a part of the blues. Then from a whippoorwill high on a hill, they took a new note. They shoved it through a hole until it was worn into a new note. And then they nursed it, they rehearsed it, and then they sent out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. Hey, from that whippoorwill high on the hill, they took a new note. They shoved it through a hole until it was worn into a new note. And then they nursed it, yes, they rehearsed it, and then they gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. That the Southland gave birth to the blues.
Johnny Hartman, sounding a bit like Joe Williams there with Birth of the Blues. That comes from his 1957 album, All of Me, featuring the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra. After Johnny Hartman's run of albums for Bethlehem Records in the late 1950s, his next major label breakthrough came for Impulse Records in the early to mid-1960s. Exactly how Hartman came to the label, I'll get to a bit later. Hartman recorded two albums for Impulse and two albums for Impulse's parent label, ABC Paramount, all under the direction of jazz producer Bob Thiel. I want to play for you a few tracks from those Impulse records now, which all feature accompaniment by jazz pianist Hank Jones. First up, from the 1964 album The Voice That Is, this is Johnny Hartman with the Rodgers and Hart tune, It Never Entered My Mind, on Afterglow.
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun, and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorn me, I'd sing a loser's prayer again. And wish that you were there again to get into my, to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind.
scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorn me, I'd sing a loser's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered. No, it never entered. It never entered my. Hope my attitude won't bother you, but the day was long and my mood is blue. I couldn't think where else to go. I just dropped by to say hello. Nothing special that I want to say. I just came to pass the time of day. I've told my heart it mustn't show. I just dropped by to say hello. I've forgotten just how sweet our love was, except now and then. Memories fall just like the rain, and I remember when. Well, don't let me bore you anymore. I'm not quite as lonely as I was before. I didn't want a thing, you know. I just dropped by to say hello. Quite as lonely as I was before. I didn't want a thing, you know. I just dropped by to say.
Johnny Hartman and pianist Hank Jones with the title song to the 1964 Impulse record, I Just Dropped By to Say Hello, a song by Sid Feller and Rick Ward. Before that, we heard Hartman with It Never Entered My Mind from the 1964 Impulse album The Voice That Is. The reason Johnny Hartman made it to the Impulse Jazz record label had to do with one man, saxophonist John Coltrane. In 1963, Hartman was still a bit of an unknown. His Bethlehem Records never sold all that well, and it had been about 4 years since he had recorded at all. However, Coltrane was a fan, and this superstar jazz player behind Kind of Blue, Blue Train, and Giant Steps was now interested in ballads, and he wanted to record a ballad album with Johnny Hartman. Hartman was reluctant, not thinking he could keep up with the jazz great, but after a brief meeting arranged by producer Bob Thiel, Hartman agreed. The pair decided on 11 songs to perform, 6 of which made it onto the album. Most were recorded in one take, and the result was a masterpiece, a landmark album in vocal jazz. Let's hear a standout track from that album now. Here is John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman with My One and Only Love on Afterglow.
My heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread mystic charms in the hush of night, while you're in my arms, I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love, my one and only love.
Johnny Hartman with saxophonist John Coltrane and the Guy Wood and Robert Mellon song My One and Only Love that comes from their landmark 1963 album Together. In just a moment, we'll hear from another acolyte of singer Billy Eckstine, the great Arthur Prysock. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some of the bass baritone vocalists who emerged in the wake of the great Billy Eckstine this hour, and now I want to turn my attention to Arthur Prysock. Like Johnny Hartman, who we just talked about, Arthur Prysock possessed a rich, sensuous voice, perfectly suited for ballads. Beyond their tonal similarities, Prysock and Hartman differed by their choice of material. Sure, Prysock performed the occasional American songbook standard, and that's what I'll mostly focus on for the rest of the hour, but like fellow baritone Lou Rawls, Prysock's output crept farther away from Nat King Cole and more towards soul and R&B, especially as his career wore on. Prysock's career began in the mid-1940s in Buddy Johnson's orchestra, when the bandleader was looking for a Billy Eckstine-like crooner. He stayed with the orchestra for 8 years, recording several R&B ballad hits written by Johnson, including They All Say I'm the Biggest Fool and I Wonder Where Our Love Has Gone. Here's one of those Buddy Johnson songs now, although a recording he made several years later as a solo artist. This is Arthur Prysock in 1963 with They All Say I'm the Biggest Fool on Afterglow.
Everybody knows how the story goes of the torch I bear for you. And when they look at me, why they can plainly see that my poor lonely heart is crying for you. I cried because we parted. Did that I was broken hearted. They all say I'm the biggest fool. They know how much I loved you, although you were so very untrue. They all say I'm the biggest fool. Have robbed me of my greatest happiness, but I'll forgive you and I'll admit that you're the only one love you madly. Your call I'll always answer gladly. They all say I'm the biggest fool.
I love you, oh, so madly. But I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you. But other loves surround you, and I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of caring? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
Arthur Prysock, in 1961, with the Victor Young, Bing Crosby, and Ned Washington song, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance. Before that, we heard Prysock in 1963 with They All Say I'm the Biggest Fool, a song written by Buddy Johnson, an R&B bandleader that Prysock worked with for much of the 1940s and early 1950s. In the 1950s, Arthur Prysock spent some time recording for both Decca and Mercury Records, but never quite found the following the label wanted. Towards the end of the 1950s into the early 1960s, he spent time recording a series of albums for Old Town Records, a small label that helped him develop a soulful ballad sound. It wasn't until the mid-1960s that he found more success at the major label Verve. There, he recorded a fantastic album with the one and only Count Basie Orchestra, performing rich, soulful versions of many jazz standards. Let's hear a track from that album now. Here is Arthur Prysock and Count Basie in 1965 with Duke Ellington's Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me on Afterglow.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tell the seam of anyone's dream. It's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you've heard, girl, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue when we're apart? In my heart, reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, girl, and you never will. Someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold the thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. Girl, and you never will. And you never will.
Arthur Prysock with Count Basie's orchestra in 1965, performing Duke Ellington's song, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Throughout the 1960s, whether recording for Verve or Old Town Records, Arthur Prysock remained a keen interpreter of music from the Great American Songbook. His interpretations were soulful and rich, nuanced and romantic. You might think that, had he been born a few years earlier, we may be discussing him in the same conversation as Nat King Cole or Frank Sinatra. Here's Arthur Prysock in the 1960s performing two jazz standards now. This is the Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein song, The Folks Who Live on the Hill, on Afterglow.
Someday we'll build a home on hilltop high. You and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a thing or two, a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will. But we will always be called the folks who live on. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at the same old view. Just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live on. I'm through with love, I'll never fall again. Say adieu to love, don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart
I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy Frigidaire, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you, goodbye to spring and all it's meant to me. It could never bring the things that used to be, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you, goodbye to spring and all it's meant to me. It can never bring the things that used to be, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love.
Arthur Prysock with two jazz standards. Just now we heard him in 1962 with the Matty Melnick, Fud Livingston, and Gus Kahn song I'm Through with Love. And before that, Prysock in 1967 with the Kern and Hammerstein song, The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Before I go, I'd be careless if I didn't spend any time talking about Arthur Prysock's work as a soul and R&B singer. Throughout the 1960s and 70s, Prysock's success came mostly on the R&B charts, performing soulful ballads and paving the way for crooners like Lou Rawls, Barry White, and Teddy Pendergrass. So to close off this hour, here is a soulful song that I think will appeal to Afterglow fans. It comes from the soundtrack to the 1968 crime noir The Split, starring Jim Brown. The music here is by Quincy Jones, who was on a bit of a hot streak writing film music in the late 1960s. Here is Arthur Prysock with the love theme from that film. This is It's Just a Game, Love, on Afterglow.
Don't you know it's just a game, love? So make believe that this is real love. Don't you know it's just a game, love? Let's pretend we really feel love. Once upon a time, I had a dream, girl. We really were in love. We weren't pretending. But why are fairy tales the only stories that ever have a happy ending. Don't you know it's just a game, love? Candy kisses that we steal, love. Don't you know it's just a game, love? It's up to us to make it real. Once upon a time, I had a dream girl. We really were in love, we weren't pretending. But why are fairy tales the only stories that ever have a happy ending? Don't you know it's just a game, love? Candy kisses that we steal, love. Don't you know it's just a game, love? It's up to us to make it real. Don't you know it's just a game, girl? Don't you know it's just a game, girl?
Arthur Prysock in 1968 with It's Just a Game, Love, written by Quincy Jones and Ernie Shelby for the 1968 film The Split. And thanks for tuning into this look at the music of Arthur Prysock and Johnny Hartman on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.